And here we are. Lecture 4, July 2nd. We've just had a beautiful lunch here at the Absolute Monastery, the University of Healing. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you instant illumination. Illumination. Think about this. I master my thought, and I master conditions in my life. I master my thought, and I master conditions in my life. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
Have you ever thought of mastering conditions in your life?
Mastering my thought.
Oh, is that how it is? I master my thought, and I master conditions in my life. Most of us are trying to master conditions in our life, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're trying to master conditions that are going on around us. And we say, oh, that's so terrible. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, that so needs repair, needs change, needs... Ellen? No, I'll teach you open your mouth. Ellen? How can we master our thought? How can we master our thought when the conditions in our life are just awful? How can we master our thought? Now, let's just say it's raining outside and everything is getting all wet. And you say, I wonder if the windows are closed. And then what do? Please tell me. You go and change and close the windows, don't you?
If you have a thought of doubt, I go and close the windows.
And if you, why, did you, do you think that you might have closed them before?
Well, no, if I know that they're closed, I don't go.
Well, but then why do you go if you have a doubt in your mind about something?
A doubt is a cause, another cause. So if I doubt, that means a bad check.
All right. Now, I master my thought, and I master conditions in my life. So, I am driving down the street, and it's a very busy street. And I hear sirens, and I hear all sorts of noises and so forth. And so I immediately say, all is in divine order. I surround my car with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. I surround my car with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. Is that door open? I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace, and all my my ways are pleasantness. Okay. Little love wanted to go out the door, but he felt the rain coming down outside, and he wasn't quite sure. So, I'm driving down the road. Sirens are going. Traffic is heavy. And I think to myself, not another day. Everything's so slow. If you're a master of your thoughts, what do you say?
All is in divine order.
My path is free and open before me. I surround this car with my pure white light of love.
You have said that before.
No, we're saying it now. This is the first time we're saying it. Every time is the first time we're saying it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you hear a siren, you say, all is in divine order.
Right.
If you hear a siren, you say, all is in divine order. If you hear another siren, you say, all is in divine order. If you hear a lot of sirens, you say, all is in divine order. And it's of no consequence to you. And lo and behold, it isn't. They're having a siren test. You know, checking out sirens and seeing how they work, you know. They do that from time to time, you know. And so, that's all. You put the cause in motion. And, oh dear, what can be the matter, you know. Well, there it goes the other way. Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Johnny's so long at the fair. So, what is the matter? Is the matter is that we think something might be the matter. And so long as we think something might be the matter, we empower it to be the matter. And when we empower it to be the matter, then it is the matter. And it is exactly what we empower it to be. What a silly, silly thing to do, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, I master my thought, and I master conditions in my life. And I only master conditions in my life when I master my own thought. Because if I don't master my thought, then I don't master the conditions of my life. The conditions of my life master me. If I'm driving along, I hear sirens, oops, there's going to be a traffic stop up ahead. There'll be this and there'll be that. Oops, there's going to be this. Oh, look at the traffic now. Let's see now. People are going over to the right lane and it seems to go faster, so let's get in the right lane. Oh, people are going to the left lane. Oh, where is the traffic? Where is the accident? Is it going to be in the right or left lane? Or how am I going to get around it, you know? And we drive the freeway here all the time between here and San Diego. And it's a good hour drive. And it's an hour drive at 70 plus miles an hour. And that's great. You just set it at cruise control at 72 or whatever, and you zip into town, and then even into town you can go that mileage because you get in the fast lane and everybody's going that way. And it's okay. It should be 65 because that's what they said they want you to do in town. But everybody's clipping along 75, and you're right everywhere you want to go, clipped like a birdie. But the minute you do not master your thought, the minute you do not say what the truth is about everything, then you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And it could be the silliest little thing. It could be the silliest little thing. You're in a hurry to get into town. You're in a hurry to get into town. You want to get in town, and so you start out early. And you're ready to get into town early because you're starting out early. And then the car stops in front of you, and so you slam on your brakes. You shouldn't have been going that fast anyhow. And a little boy jumps out of the car. You say, oh my goodness sakes. And so you really stop the car, and you put your parking blinkers on and so forth like that, and your, you know, emergency stopper sign on. And then you get out to grab that little boy and put him back in the car. You don't want him to be hurt, you know. And then the next thing you know, the mother is out. And then the next thing you know, the other kids are out. And the next thing you know, they're all chasing after a little dog that ran under the car. Right in the middle of the freeway. Now, what are they going to do? Everybody stops. Everybody stops. There's no big deal. But it's a very important capture of that little puppy. And so the car now is surrounded by drivers who have parked their car on the freeway, and helping them catch this little puppy dog and getting it back in getting it back into the car and getting all the children back into the right car, because the children have come out from every car under the sun. And pretty soon everything's in order, and the mother sees a sigh of relief, and she starts on her way again. And she says, keep the windows closed, because the little puppy wants to jump out the window and get excited about the world that he's in. Now, did that have to be tragic? No. That was just something that slowed you down and kept you from being in a hurry to get into town. So now you're 20 minutes late getting into town. And so you're going to get to where you're going 20 minutes late. So what are you going to do? You're going to get there and you're going to say, you won't believe this, but some little puppy jumped out of the car and people stopped and the children got out of the car and then everybody stopped their cars and they all got around and they captured the little puppy from under the car, put the little puppy back in the car. All the children had to get back in the right cars, and then finally they started on their way again, and the mother sighed a sigh of big relief, and so did I, and I'm here. You know, and so your friend says, well, hey, have a cup of coffee, relax, you know, sit down. The world's not going to end just because you're late for this appointment. I understand, you know, things like that happen. But they don't happen to a master. Now, while you're having your cup of coffee, I'll explain to you how a master does it. A master decides he's going to be in town. And so he gets in town. But first, he surrounds his car with a pure white light of love. And he said, every path and every way is, all my ways of peace and all my paths of pleasantness. And then he says, and my way is open before me. My way is open before me. The freeway can be clogged, full, solid, but for some miraculous reason, your way is clear before you. People just pull out of your way because they want to get into a different lane and make it free for you to go on. That's happened to me many times. Now, do your work ahead of time. Do your work ahead of time. And that's why we say, I master my thought and I master conditions in my life. When I master my thought ahead of time, I master conditions in my life. Now, if I am on the freeway and here's this little puppy under the car and I think, oh my goodness sakes, I am so happy that I am able to be here and stop traffic behind this car, so that none of these children will be injured, and so that they'll get that little puppy. Now, I'm going to stay here in my car. They got enough help out there. I'm going to stay in my car and say, all is in divine order. 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 And I'll just sit here and rest. Take a deep breath. Let it all out. All is in divine order. I've spoken my word before I got in the car. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace. All its paths are pleasantness. And the way is open before me. Now, what I did to create this little Donnybrook here is maybe not a test,
a fortification,
but something to fortify my conviction about my principle. Where did I not hold up my principle when I had this stop? What happened was, I'm driving along a little closer than I should to the car ahead of me, not saying the way is open before me, and I'm almost tailgating, and I shouldn't be doing that. And then all of a sudden the car stops in front of me, you know, and I stop quick. And I was in the wrong. I should have said the way is open before me, and it would instantly happen. But I didn't do that. I just saw the confusion, and I was part of the confusion. And I drove like part of the confusion, driving too close to the cars ahead. And that's silly. That's always silly. You see, we're dealing with a principle here that always works. And I master my thought, and I master conditions in my life. As I master my thought about driving to town, I master the conditions about driving to town. As I master my thought about having a parking place in town, I master the conditions about having a parking place. I don't wait till I get in town to say my parking place is there. I say that ahead of time. I say, I drive into town, my way is open and free before me, and I have the perfect parking places, because I'm going to stop at several places. Perfect parking places, you know, ideal, you know? And it's wonderful. And it happens. And I am surrounded by beautiful people. And all of the things that I do work out perfectly. Ellen goes in every couple of years as we buy a piece of property here. And she goes into the taxation department or something. And she says, I got another piece of property. And as they say, well, how about that? You have another piece of property. What do they call it?
Tax exempt.
The name of the department. Anyhow, and she goes into the department, and the lady in the department says, oh, you're here again. Did you buy another piece of property? And she says, yes, we did. And are you going to use it for meditation trails? Yes, we are. Very good. Just sign here. Stamp, 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 stamp. You're all set. Because they know that we do what we say. They know over the years since 1975 that we have been doing honorable things and doing beautiful things with our property. And they are very happy to support us in doing it. You see, and that's her attitude when she goes in there. Other people say, well, I've tried to get checks exempt on my property, and I'm a church, and and they don't want to give it to me. Well, I don't ask them why or how. That's not my business. They don't ask me, how do I do it? How do you do it? So I don't tell them. You see, this is something very special. I don't want to hear the garbage of why they don't get it. Now, quite likely they don't get it because they are not operating a church on their property. We are. They're not operating meditation trails on their property. We are. They're not operating a school, a religious school on their property. We are. They're not doing many things that we're doing, and they want the exact same privileges that we have. Well, all they have to do is start operating those activities on their property, and they can do it. And or less. Sometimes it's just a matter of having a church, but you don't need 1,000 acres to have a church, you know. And they look askant at that. But for us, we have 1,000 acres of meditation trails, and we show you the trails, and we have names on the trails, and we have people walking the trails, meditating and having miracles happening in their life, and all that sort of good stuff. You see, we say, I master my thought, and I master conditions in my life. Ingeborg sits at the table here, and she says, I would like some butter. And so she reaches out, and the butter sails by on the Lazy Susan. And she says, I'd like some butter. And somebody else reaches and grabs something, and the Lazy Susan flies around again. Ingeborg says, I'd like some butter. And then finally, Ingeborg doesn't say a thing. She just closes her eyes and says, I now have my butter. And the lazy Susan stops right in front of her with the butter on it. And she reaches out and takes the butter off and takes the knife out of the butter and puts it on her plate. And she just has a ball. You see, at first, she allowed the world to control her. There goes the lazy Susan. There goes my butter. Droop, droop, droop. It's just a busy, busy, lazy Susan. And then when she stopped and meditated for a minute and said, the butter is now here. Just as about that unimportant thing as the butter. Well, if butter's important, if you got your piece of bread in your hand, you're waiting to have butter put on it, you know? Right, Ingeborg? Did you get your butter? I know your mouth is full of cookie right now, so I always talk to her when she's got her mouth full. And the same with Sylvia. Sylvia's always got her mouth full. She's always eating. Always eating. She just brought out a whole box of chocolate-covered cookies, and she's eating 12 of them already. And then she says that she's on a diet. What a thing. Sylvia.
Yes, sir.
Don't ever contradict me or argue with me, Sylvia. Just say, thank you, Herb. I always eat what's good for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Now, isn't that a lot better than...
Yeah.
No.
I'm on a cookie diet, yeah.
Cool. And Ellen, what about you? Are you on a Coke diet, too?
On a cookie diet.
Cookie diet.
Oh, yes.
Here's one chocolate cookie left in here. Where do they all go?
They are all in the tummy.
They're all in the tummy. Well, I keep one for my tummy.
Yes.
Well, have a lovely day. And know that I think that each one of you can realize I am master of my thought. And I master my master conditions in my life.
Mm-hmm.
As I master my thought, I master conditions in my life. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's easy to do. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.